Anish, you're renowned for your sculptures, which have such beautiful, tactile, reflective, mirrored surfaces, especially the one I've seen in Chicago. But the new series of paintings, which you've created during the very strange period in your magnificent studio, they're so raw and vital. How has the pandemic affected your work?
I'd like to think that it hasn't, but that may be a fiction. I've always had two sides to my practice. One is for very precise, geometric, even perfect objects. And the other is to a kind of messy, all over the place, visceral, in a way, a different kind of process that looks to perhaps even a different content. I mean, I'm thinking of works made of wax, of works made with enormous bits of fabric, etc. So I've always had these two different parts of my practice. And then painting has, all, you know, once again, been part of what I've done. It's a strange thing that we expect somehow artists to have a unitary, more or less, path, but it just doesn't seem to be my destiny.
I mean, I must say that they've got quite a spiritual feel, but also the power of mixing flesh and blood, it's a bit chilling as well. And there's such a tangible energy flowing through them. How do you achieve this?
I work fairly quickly. So I try to give myself properly and fully to the moment in which, especially when I'm painting, to the moment in which the work is being made. And that will be a process, initially, of emptying out my head, either through an act of actual meditation or getting to work and trying to put an end to all those conversations one has in one's head, you know. Everything from what will so-and-so think of what I'm doing, or to, oh my God, I've got to ring so-and-so, or whatever else. Get them out. And then let the energy of the moment just flow. I really do believe in the idea also, or in the thought, or in the process, which says, first idea, best idea.
Mm.
So something occurs, do it. Don't hang around, don't think about it too much, do it. Go for it. You know, enter the spirit of that moment. Let me say also that you can't wake up in the morning and make a decision to make something spiritual.